How'd that feel to kind of get into that game and make some of those big stops?
It's great. You know, I think it was kind of a tough start. You know, I think the first shot was a goal, so, you know, it was a tough start. But, you know, my guys played really well in front of me. You know, they scored right after, and, you know, guys battled in front of me, so it was made my job much easier.
What's been the challenge for you this year with, you know, such expanded time between starts to kind of keep yourself as mentally sharp as you can?
You know, you just have to practice as hard as you can and try to prepare yourself. Obviously, the practice is never going to be the same as the game. You know, the timing is going to be a little different. But, you know, when you get a chance to play, hopefully, you know, we try to keep that first period is very important. You know, keep it as close as possible until you get into the, you know, rhythm a little bit, you know, especially after you play after a couple of weeks. So, you know, it's that's the way it is. You know, it's a job, but, you know, we do everything we can in practices with Franzi and everybody to prepare myself whenever I get a chance to play to be ready.
Is there anything you can do to get as close to the game situations as you can?
There are certain things, obviously, but as you know, games, things happen so fast in the games. It's not control as a practice. Practice is very controlled and the game is not, so you have to just try to adjust throughout the game. You try to adjust and calm yourself down. And, you know, obviously when the team scores 5 goals in front of you, and, you know, we play really well lately, so it's makes my job much easier and gives me confidence. So that's great.
You mentioned that first period. How long did it take you to get into that?